You're listening to SBS News.
30-year-old Aileen Ng, who has an intellectual disability, was originally denied a visa due to her disability when moving to Australia from Malaysia. Aileen spent her time at home, unable to do much until her family found a local disability employment training program at ANEMDA, who advocated hard for her to obtain a working visa and assisted the family to take the case to court. She's now happily employed at a cafe in Doncaster East, Victoria.
I'm working at an Indonesian cafe at the Pine Shopping Centre. I do like registering and all the stuff. Registering, serving customers, and I feel a little bit better with the job. I'm keep myself busy.
Simon Lewis, CEO of ANEMDA, the Victorian Disability Service and Support Organisation that helped Aileen, says the Australian government overlooks the ability of people with disabilities to contribute to society, too often denying them citizenship or granting visas.
We see, you know, people, recent arrivals, or whether they were born in Australia, that people with disability have the ability to make enormous valuable contribution to Australia, economically, socially, and personally as well. So, yeah, we think, yeah, there's got to be more accessible opportunities. There's got to be a release of those access hurdles and impediments, and we're going to break down some of these misconceptions.
Mr. Lewis says migrants with disabilities are treated as second-class citizens by the Australian government.
You know, people with disabilities have the right for education, right to actively participate in every aspect of day-to-day society. And, you know, there seems to be this treatment of a second-class citizen rather than seeing them as the potential and what value they can bring back. Yes, they do need additional supports, but they bring fantastic value and contribution to society. I mean, their attendance rates, for example, are enormous. They're through the roof. So if you employ someone with a disability, statistics tell you that they're going to turn up each day, willing and able and happy to do the job.
National Ethnic Disability Alliance, NEDA, is a national disabled people's organisation that advocates federally for the human rights of people with disability and their families from culturally and linguistically diverse and non-English speaking backgrounds. One of their major policy objections is the so-called health requirement the Australian government subjects migrants to. The migration health requirement specifies that a visa applicant must be free of disease or a condition which could cost the Australian community a significant amount or prevent access to health and community care and or scarce resources for Australian citizens. NEDA CEO Dwayne Cranfield says the way the health requirement test is applied is absurd. He says even a young British woman with Down syndrome had her tourist visa rejected because she failed the test.
Well, we need to get rid of it. We need to remove the whole process. We need to stop looking at people with a disability as a burden. And, you know, we've had ministers talk about people with a disability as a burden in the past, the burden of disability. We've got to start looking at what people add to the community, what they bring to the conversation, and the fact that we're a nation built on migration. That's what we are. And so we just got to stop looking at people's deficits.
Mr. Cranfield says an end to legal discrimination against migrants with disabilities is especially pressing due to the effects of climate change on island nations near Australia.
You've got island nations now where you've got, you know, they're inundated with water. They've got no roads. Their roads are impeded. But, you know, people, and we're just talking about people with, you know, physical disability, but, you know, if you've got intellectual, all types of disability are impacted by climate change. So if these people have got nowhere to live or no access or no equity or no supports, where do they go? Where do these people go? I mean, they're okay to come to Australia and pick fruit if they can, which is what we do. We bring people from other nations to do our dirty work for us. But what do we do with these people that have a disability?
Maureen Fortis from Amparo, a disability advocacy organisation based in Brisbane, says when migrants have children with disabilities in Australia, it's almost impossible for them to pass the health requirement tests.
It's extremely difficult. We see, you know, for example, we welcome New Zealand citizens to come and live in Australia, to work here, to pay taxes, to pay Medicare. They may live here for 15 years, then they may have a child with disability. It is almost impossible for them to get permanent residency or citizenship once they have a child with a disability, because they won't pass the health assessment. Their child will often fail the health assessment.
Ms Forda says the Australian federal government should grant access to the National Disability Insurance Scheme to migrants with disabilities.
One example, we're working with a young man who came to Australia as an asylum seeker. After being here for a short time, he actually had a stroke. He's now living in a nursing home. The federal government will support him to live in a nursing home and pay the costs for him to live in a nursing home, but they will not allow him to access the National Disability Insurance Scheme and receive the support that he needs to live a good life in the community. So he's on a temporary protection visa, and under the current laws, he will never be able to apply for permanent residency.
Organisations working with migrants with disabilities, particularly those from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, are calling out the Australian government for change. They want people with disabilities to be recognised as humans with equal rights, who provide positive contributions to society, rather than just a financial burden. Tom Kennedy, SBS News.